Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound and Vision from KEXP. I'm Emily Fox, and I want to let you know that you'll be hearing a little less from me these next few months. I'm about to go on maternity leave, and KEXP producer Rachel Stevens will be taking over my role as Sound and Vision host and senior producer while I'm out. So welcome to Rachel. Meanwhile, we are more than halfway through 2022 so far, and I caught up with KEXP DJs Larry Mizell Jr. and Evie Stokes at the end of June to talk about KEXP's top played songs on the station so far this year. And coming in at number 5 is Hot Chip's song, Down. Chip has been around for a long time, and I remember the first time I heard Hot Chip. I was 19 years old. I was visiting a friend who was living in Portland. I was living in my home state of Michigan at the time, and she picks me up from the airport, and she plays Hot Chip's song over and over. Mm. That's the title of the song. Oh. And I just remember being like, what is this? This must be what everyone in the Northwest listens to. It's so progressive. It sounds so good and so fresh. Like, we don't listen to this kind of stuff in the Midwest. And, like, I just will never forget, like, how Hot Chip made me feel the first time I ever heard them. And so I'm curious, like, what do you guys think about this new track?
First of all, I love that story.
I love that story, too.
Yeah, I love how music can just kind of... They just wake us up to possibilities like that. I love that song.
Larry.
Yeah.
I'm going to interrupt you and just remind you of the time when I was playing it on air and you came running in.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking it was the original song where the sample comes from.
Yes.
And you were very, very excited and then even more excited to learn that it was not actually the original one. And
there
was a new song that it sampled.
That's right.
Tell us about that sample.
So it's a sample and I had to like scour my brain. I usually don't come up with anything when I'm doing that. But this time I did. And I remembered it's a song called More Than Enough by the Universal Togetherness Band. Kind of an obscure crew. Students formed by this guy, Andre Gibson, at Columbia College in like 1979, he saw that their engineering department had a flyer for bands to come in and record. So he put together a band right then out of just kind of a bunch of people he sort of knew. And they recorded a bunch of stuff over like 5 semesters. Mercury Records was kind of interested, but they ultimately didn't release anything. And just a few years ago, or maybe it was just, I just think it was like 2016 or so, Numero somehow stumbled upon this and compiled it and put it out. And it's fantastic. Great, groovy, like funk, disco stuff. So that's one of my very faves of theirs. So when I heard that on the Hot Chip song, I lost it for sure.
Yes, you did.
And it's hard for me to play it without playing the original, at least before it or after it.
I love everything that Hot Chip puts out anyway. Yeah. Like, I just love them as a band, and I've loved them for so long, and they do so much good production for other artists, too. Mm-hmm. Like, that Imbibio sound machine was just produced, I think, by Joe Goddard.
Yeah.
Lots of good, like, solo work, and lots, just over the years, so many good records from Hot Chip. So this one, no exception. The single is so good.
Back with another hitter after years and years of delivering mad, great tracks, remixes, and everything.
Now this is Hot Chip with their song, Down.
Break it down,
All right, so coming in at number 4 for our most played song on KEXP so far in 2022 is Wet Leg with their song Too Late Now. Wet Leg, their first singles, we played a ton of last year on KEXP. I mean, they must have been in our top 10 most played songs of last year. And Wet Leg released their debut album in April of this year. But I gotta say, I'm not as much of a fan of this song as I was of their first singles, Wet Dream. I was in your wet dream, driving in my car. And Larry, you figured out how to pronounce that other single.
Oh, Chaise Longue.
Chaise Longue.
You know, we Americanized things. That's how we arrived at the Chaise Longue.
I've been saying Chaise Longue for my entire life.
There's probably somebody who goes by, is a roller derby person named Chaise Longue or something, you know, somewhere. An actor in Hollywood. Yeah. Yes, Chaise Longue. I totally agree, Emily. And those first two singles were, they really evinced a strong sense of humor. But mm-hmm. I think there is kind of a, there's a thing about when you come in with a song that people love, and especially if it's like kind of funny, like Chaise Longue is, hilarious, in fact, mm-hmm. in their first two songs, you don't want to become like Weird Al or something. So you have to like take a left. So without that kind of like wry wit, you just kind of have a decent song, but is it like hitting you the same way? Is it making you laugh? Is it delighting you the same way as what we first got to know them for? I don't know. That album is still growing on me, you know?
But I do love their last line of that song, which is, I just need a bubble bath to send me on a higher path.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Calgon, take me away. Okay. So hashtag self-care.
And you know what? That album, too, I think it got to number one in the charts in like the UK and Australia. Like, it's a great record.
Yeah, it is.
I just didn't love this song as much as the first two.
Yeah. Yes, I actually had the chance to interview them for Sound Vision some time ago, and they were a hoot. They were a lot of fun, very giggly. I can tell they spent a lot of time together and kind of have like their own language like friends do. And I just love that they've turned into this international success story off of something they cooked up at the when they were sitting at the top of a Ferris wheel. You know, That's a beautiful thing. Shout out to Rian and Hester.
Let's take a listen to that song. This is Wet Leg with their song Too Late Now. Now everything is going wrong. I think I changed my mind again. I'm not sure if this is a song. I don't even know what I'm saying. Everything is going wrong. I think I changed my mind again. I'm not sure if this is the kind of life that I saw myself living. I don't need no dating app to tell me if I look like crap, to tell me if I'm thin or fat, to tell me should I shave my rat. I don't need no radio, no MTV, no BBC. I just need a bubble bath to set me on a higher path. So now coming in the third most played track on KEXP so far this year is Fontaines D.C. with their song Jackie Down the Line. Weed rhyme, I will make your secrets mine. I will hate you, I'll debase you. I am Jackie down the line. Evie, what do you think of this track?
I love it. This song, too, like, when you read the lyrics, it's a very dark song. Like, it's about this, like, very bad person, right? Or they're going to emulate this very bad person. And it sounds like, as I was reading through it, I'm like, man, this just sounds like so many men I've known in my lifetime.
It's definitely like a toxic anthem when I've listened to it. I'm like, oh, this is not the move.
Not the move, but also such a cool song.
Very cool. It's, like, snotty. It gives me this kind of, like, Brit pop vintage thing, like almost like a Supergrass kind of vibe, like very like 90s in a way that is dope and not in a way that is not. I definitely like it a lot.
I've also heard at the beginning it does that do do do
right
la 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 and I've heard that inspire a lot of sets on KEXP. Do, do, do. La, la, la. A couple times like people take that doot doot doo and then they find other songs that have doot doot doo in them. Or it's inspired me to do a Jackie set before.
Nice.
Yeah.
With
Eve Tumor.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't remember what the next one was after that. But I love this song. And I love the record. I think the record is really cool. Goes for, like, from titles that I can't pronounce.
Sure.
To things like track names like I Love You. So, no.
I love it.
Yeah.
And they're not from DC. What's the DC about? Did we ever figure that out?
Oh, that's, I have no idea. That's a good question.
They're from Ireland, right?
Yeah. Dublin City, which is where the DC comes from. They're from Dublin.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. There it is.
All right. So let's take a listen to that track, Fontaine's DC, with their song Jackie Down the Line. The second most played song on KEXP so far this year is Arlo Parks with her song Softly. So it seems, Larry, like every time you and I have these conversations on Sound and Vision where we break down the most popular song that's being played that year, that month, whatever, Arlo Parks is always like number one, number two.
Right.
We've talked about her over and over again.
For sure.
How personal her lyrics are,
yeah.
You know, how confessional they are. They read like a diary. You and I have talked about this a lot, but Evie, I'm curious what your take is on Arlo Parks and this song, Softly.
I actually love Arlo Parks. I think she has such a beautiful voice and is such a lovely person to listen to. She's so excited about making music. She always has been when she comes through KEXP too, just like singing the praise of KEXP. And I loved that record last year. I like this song. I like it. Like, Dottie. Like. Mm. You know, anybody know that reference?
Yeah.
The Pee Wee reference.
Yeah,
no, I like this song. I don't love it. It didn't stand out for me the way that the singles did that came out last year. Like, there's that song, Hope is So Good.
Mm. We all have scars. I know it's hard. You're not alone. You're not alone.
But this one, I only played two times.
I like this one. And again, like, I thought it was a good return to form, and I dig the vibe and the message of Softly. And I will add, I think probably, Emily, since the last time we talked about Arlo, I'm pretty sure I had Arlo in. We did one of her sessions here live at KEXP, and she was a delight. So cool and taller than me, which I did not expect.
Yeah.
And wearing
that was another thing I was going to mention.
Yeah.
She's a tall girl. So.
Surprisingly, combat boots, very cool swag. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I told her, I was like, you could be a rapper. You're giving me rapper right now. So shout out to Arlo and the crew. All cool kids.
I like the song. It wouldn't stand out. I'm surprised that it's number two.
I agree, and I absolutely love Arlo, and when she first came out, I was totally blown away and totally sucked in. Mm. But I think we're playing Softly because it was the first single, and we just love Arlo no matter what.
Yeah.
And so we're playing this particular track. But we will play it nonetheless because we all love Arlo here on KEXP, and this is the song, Softly.
Stealing me traffic cones, smiling at babies, I must admit.
Okay, and now the top played song on KEXP so far in 2022 goes to Hometown Heroes Odessa with their single Last Goodbye featuring Betty Levette. Huge fan of Odessa. When I first moved to Seattle in 2016, I moved into an apartment with two of my cousins, and like, I remember the moment I walked, stepped in from the into the apartment after getting off a plane, moving across the country, and they were blasting Odessa's album that was released, I think, that year, back in 2016. And I was like, oh my gosh, who is this? And they're like, Odessa, they're local, it's wonderful. And I was like, yes, welcome to Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, I absolutely love them. They're about to release a new album. They're going to play at the Climate Pledge Arena right next to KEXP. And then, fun fact, KEXP's own DJ Eva Walker is featured playing guitar in this music video. And so I'm curious, what do you guys all think about this track?
I really dig it. Shout out to Odessa. I think they're from Bellingham, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they come out of the Bellingham set. I remember the first time I got hip to them, it was at the old Dexter location, and they left me a really soft t-shirt in my
yes.
locker, in my cubby or whatever. And I was like, wow, shout out to you guys. I love this shirt. It's very comfortable. And it made me check out their music. And then I was like, oh, they're from here. This track I really dig because Betty LaVette, an amazing soul singer, has been around for decades. Didn't really get her props until about 2005. But they took this song that's from like the 65, Let Me Down Easy. They took her vocals. And unlike, say, like a Daft Punk or a Hot Chip, who are big samplers and use big chunks of old soul and funk songs, they formally credited her as part of the track.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's featuring her. I thought that was really dope. And that's really like putting your money where your mouth is and supporting this artist who's still with us.
Yes. Agreed.
Thank you.
we are
in agreement.
It's just such a beautiful, like, cinematic, super synth heavy track, which is right up my alley. And it reminds me of the kind of thing that Moby would have made.
Yes.
In the Play era. Like, mm-hmm. that really heavily sampled soul music
yes.
you hear. It's like, what a thing to feature Betty LaVette, like
yeah,
give
right.
her the props
yeah.
that she deserves. Moby did not. But yes,
not
that's
so
that's what
yeah.
it reminded me of.
Right.
The first time I heard it was like that, the sample heavy dance music from like the late 90s, specifically mm-hmm. that Play record.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's a massive record. I totally see it in a movie trailer or something
mm-hmm.
or in a commercial. I think this is going to have a lot of legs. And shout out to Odessa for putting on and making an amazing song. And shout out to Betty LaVette, the OG.
And there's been a couple more singles from that record
They're great.
I've loved.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to seeing what the record as a whole looks like.
Yes.
And congratulations that they sold 3 nights out at Climate Pledge Arena.
Holy crap.
I know, like almost immediately. They're very beloved here in the Northwest.
That's massive.
Yeah.
And they're super nice guys. I've got
they
to
are.
Interview them twice, and they're just so, so sweet. And they started in Bellingham when they were students at Western and now live in Seattle proper, making this album together in Seattle. So shout out to Odessa.
Shout out to Odessa.
And so here's their track. This is Last Goodbye featuring Betty LaVette. This is so far on KEXP in 2022, the most played song on the station so far this year.
We promise that we'd still be friends till the very end. Begging you, baby, let me out these
I've been speaking with Larry Mizell Jr. and Evie Stokes about the top most played songs on KEXP so far this year. Larry and Evie, thank you so much for sharing all this music with us.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
That was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.